So I learned a good lesson this one day from the gang member that I was working with. He said to me, "Why don't we go down to that foundation that you've been doing some work for? They give money. Why can't we go down there and get the money for this project?" "Yeah," I said, "I sure would like them to do it, but I know that right now that they don't accept applications for another couple months. This quarter is over. And not only that, in order to get money from them, you have to have a big proposal, and, you know, that we don't have the time or the resources right now to get that kind of proposal done." He said, yeah, that's one way to do it, but can you get the appointment?" I said, "Yeah, I can probably get the appointment with this person." He says, "Well, get the appointment and let's go down there and get the money." I said, "What are you going to do if I get the appointment?" He said, let me handle it. So I called up and I said, "This is Dr. Rosenberg. I was working last month with the administrators, and could I have a meeting with the president?" And the secretary said, "Well, you know he's very busy, Dr. Rosenberg, but I'll see and call you back." So she calls me back and says, "We can fit you in between meetings. He'd be glad to see you, but it'll only be about 20 minutes. How's that, Dr. Rosenberg?" I said, "Thank you, yeah." So as we're driving down, I said to my colleague, I said, "Now, what are you going to do during this 20 minutes? He said, let me handle it. So we get into the meeting, and I politely introduce the two of them. I say, "Dr. X, this is my colleague, Al. And Al, this is Dr. X." And Al reaches over, shakes his hand, and says, "Hi, brother, where's the money?" I could have beaten him on the head with a broom. You know, I was so embarrassed that he would start a professional meeting like this. See, my usual approach would have been to go in with a proposal and the slides and to try to document all of the value of what we were trying to do to get the money. But this man is starting just the opposite. He's saying, "We're here to get some money. What do you need to hear from us to decide whether you want to give it or not?" So now this man was not used to this way of somebody starting. He kind of, in a very polite, laughed, "What money?" My colleague said, "Money for the fun school." "The fun school? What's that?" "It's a school Rosenberg and our gang is setting up to show that kids kicked out of school can make it if they're treated differently." "What is this fun school like?" But now notice what he's done. In our precious time, instead of our going in and filling the airspace with what we think the other person needs to hear, he started off from the very beginning by essentially saying to the other person in his cultural style, "What do you need to hear from us to give us what we came for?" And let the other person direct where the conversation goes. We walked out with $50,000. And over the years since that happened, which is about 30 years ago, I have used that principle repeatedly in my social change efforts, not necessarily starting as he did in his cultural style, but to begin the dialogue by setting it up from the very beginning where the other person can find out from me what they need to hear to decide whether they want to support the change that I'm interested in or not.